Well, good morning, everyone. I think we should first start by, I want to personally thank everyone. Haven't met everyone here, and for those I haven't met, can't wait to meet you all. But I'd just like to say thank you to everyone for opening your arms so widely to myself and everyone else that comes along in here. And a big thank you to Colin, specifically for guiding me to this point, meeting up with him almost every Thursday for a couple of hours, allowing him to mentor me, pick my brain, pick his brain, guide me along this process. Haven't connected a lot with Dion because he's just starting this beautiful journey here, but I haven't been in church a lot, but I know it's a blessing to have such a young pastor with that young energy coming in here. So I think we should just give them both of a round of applause for all the work they do. So thank you, guys. Okay. It's a big day today. So I want to start with my journey of how I found God. Now I look back on it now, it's probably been with me all my life, which is a beautiful thing to know, but maybe it wasn't so obvious. I've been back and forth with Canada a lot in my 20s. I've got the Irish gypsy blood in me, so I love traveling, I love experiencing the world, seeing different cultures, testing myself, getting myself into deep waters, and trying to find myself as much as I can outside of my comfort zone. And that led me to going to Canada in a COVID pandemic as well, flying over there to be with a woman I loved in Montreal, possibly going to be my future wife, made it over there. And then unfortunately, my mum's cancer came back. At the same time, my niece, 22 years old, pregnant as well, her cancer arose at the exact same time. So 2 months into making it over there, performing a mini miracle, getting out of Australia into Canada during the peak of the pandemic, I unfortunately had to get ripped back home. Blessed for it now as well. Thank God I could come home when I did. But I can't deny that the tests and the tough loss that was knocking on my door at every moment being overseas and not knowing if I could get home. And I was lucky enough to get home within a week of finding out the news. So everything had to sort of run its path for me to get home. And then, thank God it's scrapped now, but hotel quarantine, that beast of a thing to conquer. Maybe some of you have done it. Maybe you've known of people that have done it. But 14 days in a hotel room with no window access for fresh air, just in there for literally 14 days straight, was definitely a test on myself. And I consider myself pretty mentally strong, but it was definitely a place to reflect on a lot of things in my life. And then one night led to a sleepless night. I was getting a bit restless. I was getting bored. I was doing all my work on my computer. And then I kind of just turned and started looking around the place, and I found a Bible. And then my morning routine was get up, cold shower, get ready, get in a good zone, do my stuff during the day. And then at the night, I'd have a big bath, run the bath, super relaxing. I kind of pray and meditate at that point, and then I just started reading the Bible from there, and that became just my daily routine and kind of my savior in hotel quarantine too. And then the next day I was reading more, listening to more podcasts, and then that was the real sort of the push that I needed to start reading the Bible and understanding Jesus and God and the relationship and that whole entire realm. So very thankful in a way. I probably wouldn't have said that at the time, but that was how I sort of got my foot in the door with God and understanding this realm and trying to understand it. Not that I'm nowhere near there yet, but that kind of got my feet wet. So Gilbert and Kay for the Gideons as well. I hope that's a beautiful story that you guys can remember forever, because I know that there's a lot of international stories and maybe stories that don't hit close to home. So I hope that you can take that with pride and spirit, and you can tell that story as I will for the rest of my life. So yeah, that was a big moment of getting my foot in the door and reading the Bible, and then I came home and then got sorted and then sort of went back into my own routine. Then me and my partner broke up because long distance, cancer, COVID, that's almost near impossible for any relationship to last through that. So Then I sort of found Lighthouse Church. I was Googling a few places. I live in Brighton myself, so I know there's a few or a lot of churches around here now that you look at it. And I just sort of driving around. That one didn't seem right. I guess this kind of place picked me. I picked it, and then I just walked in one day. I think it was maybe September, October, Colin, maybe around there, and that was it. Just walked in, sort of saw, all right, well, if I'm reading the Bible, let's go to church, and let's sort of see what this whole thing is about. So that's kind of how I sort of found God, or at least started to find God at least, and then all the rest is history. It's already April now, which blows my mind, and yeah, that's kind of how I sort of came to finding God. I'm 30 years old. I just recently turned 30, so I haven't come from this my whole life. My mum was baptized, but I came to this in my own doing. Probably not my own doing, but his own doing. But yeah, it's nice to come to this with my own intent and purpose rather than, you know, maybe some young ones, they sort of come to church because mum and dad do it. And, you know, maybe people do it for other reasons as well. So it's, I'm the only one in my family. So hopefully I can lead a bit of a change in that regard too. So that's sort of how I came to now, which is a beautiful point. But what he's done for me is, boy, is this a big one for sure. The first major thing he did for me was allowing him to guide me in a time of extreme suffering. So like I told you, in my returning home, I didn't even know if I was going to make it home. I didn't even know if my mum wasn't doing great at that time as well. So I didn't even know if I was going to make it home to say goodbye to her and get caught up in the quarantine stuff. And yeah, he really helped lift my spirit in that point in Kotel quarantine. Even before that, even in Montreal, my past partner, she was Christian as well, but it kind of just slowly got my feet wet to the point of where I am today. And that was kind of the first thing he really did was, yeah, provide his word, provide his guidance in a time of where I was tapping on loss in all realms. So thank you for that one, of course. That was beautifully powerful. And from there, he then gives me a compass to direct my next steps in life with. And you know, I like to think my five senses have all been shifted because of the relationship through God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Now it gives me a different lens to look through. It gives me different shoes to walk in. It gives me a different, you know, different thoughts, different, you know, everything is different. I'm sure you guys all know. And it's so profound to know that now that compass is sort of guiding me. And for me personally, I'm a very creative, intelligent man. And that's probably one of the greatest gifts I've got given, is that sort of realm where I can create and express that part of me. But it is a wrestling match sometimes too, because if I create in the realm of God, well, then it might be the most beautiful things possible. But if I create in insecurity, fear, sin, doubt, all the stuff that we juggle with every single day and try to beat, the shadow realm, maybe I call it, it's already losing so much power. So that might be one of the biggest things it's done for me. It's given me a big freeing aspect. And to know that my life isn't all on me, this isn't all on my shoulders, that I've got the creator of the universe, God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit on my back, walking by my side through every door now. I mean, what else could you ask for from there? It's just absolutely, it's a miracle really. So that's just one part that sort of triggered this sort of sensual awakening where you can see life in a different lens, talk to people differently. It's compassion, gratefulness just comes a lot more easier now, where that was a tough thing for me, honestly, a few years ago as well. I've always felt a connection to this realm as well. I used to reference it as the universe, especially when I travel. You get out of your comfort zone, deja vu happens, all of these sort of things have these doors open that normally wouldn't happen. So I've always felt that connection. I've always felt quite spirited, and I was sort of thinking, hey, I'd like to kind of get a tattoo, maybe something small to sort of commemorate baptizing, or this maybe like just something small, a tiny little cross somewhere that can just sort of mean something to me. But I'm sure you guys see, once I head down to the beach, I've got a massive cross tattoo here. I got it when I was 18. It represented my Irish heritage, my sort of family, and maybe a calling and longing to connect to that. But yeah, it was sort of this like kind of epiphany that, oh, I've had this. He's been with me a lot longer than I know. And I got that when I was 18 or 19. So that's almost 12 years ago now. So maybe I don't have to get that cross tattoo. It's already there and I can leave that one for now. And for some of you know, this year has been a tough start for me and my family as well. I recently lost my mother, almost 2 months ago to the day now, which blows my mind. She did lose her battle with cancer, unfortunately, but it was a blessing in that day. The reason I had to come back was to be there for her. That was pretty much the first chapter of my life, was to be there, take care of her, be her rock. I kind of figured that out later on in my life. It was tough to wrestle that being a young teenager and wanting to do my life as well. But yeah, that was a massive part to really understanding sort of the divine, especially maybe the divine masculine. On that day when my mum passed, she passed away in my arms at home. I luckily got home at the point. I had this feeling I shouldn't have went to work that day. She wasn't that sick, but kind of, I had the feeling. But yeah, I went home and maybe we never know when we're going to die on the day. But she's been sicker before, so it was a surprise. But just that moment and just being able to be there with the woman that brought me into this world. And I don't have a close relationship with my father, so she's pretty much my rock of my family and my parents' realm. The words I'm using is I'm thankful, I'm grateful that I got to be there for her and transcend death with my own mother who brought me into this world in her arms. I get tingles, shivering, going down my spine thinking about it. And it was even hard to cry at the funeral with the service that Colin came. It was so beautiful. It was such a celebration of life and just, for me, that was almost like getting baptized on that day. Honestly, I feel like that was the day that my mum died, yes, but so many things died along with me. Traumas, fears, insecurities, frustrations with mum too. It's tough being a single parent, so we clash many times as well. But, when I read and thinking about it more, building up to this point, coming into baptizing and I kind of feel like it's already happened in a sense on that day where I transcended death with my mom and my spirit. After that, it's just harder to care about my fears and insecurities and doubts and things that were so big now just seem so little. And now I just lead with that spirit that's I just believe mom's absorbed into myself and allowed me to be the man I am. And I was leading up to a point. And I talked to Colin, sort of understanding prayer and, the big three things that I was praying for every day got stripped away in an instant. I was praying for my mum to be healed from cancer. I was praying to be reunited with my love in Canada. And I was praying for my job and seeing how that would work out. And in an instant, on that moment, they all got stripped away. So then after that moment, until this day, my prayers have pretty much turned into, here I am, sort of, I don't even know what to pray for in the extent, and I'm a goal-driven man, so it's kind of a nice change to sort of, here I am. That's sort of what I say, Jesus, here I am, I give my life to you. I don't know what to even go for, what tomorrow brings in that state of grief. So it's a beautiful grounding of true sort of, present moment. So that's another beautiful thing that I have to thank, and I've learned through this experience already. There's many things of what he's done for me, but like I said, many things died on that day. I feel like I've kind of already been baptized in a sense, and to do this on this day in Brighton, I've lived here my whole life. I've swum in these waters since a child. My mum's been here. She's with me today and all of us, so yeah, I can't believe that I get to go down there and do it. It's truly, truly special. So, yeah, today's what it means to be baptized to me. Today is the day that I'm finally one with the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, the Holy Spirit is connected, reunited with me. I've always felt it's been there, but this is that final hurrah. I've talked to Colin and said, I'm here, the door's open, and now it's that full step into Christianity. And yeah, I'll be baptized with water, but it'll be He who baptizes me with the Holy Spirit. This is the death of the old me. Fears, doubts, insecurities, ungodly desires. I love the fact that I'm now dead to sin and alive to Jesus. And like I said, a lot of this stuff already happened 2 months ago with my mom. It's just, I wish, and I still want to give you guys a wish. I wish that we could make that conscious choice and not let God or life make that for us. But we are humans. But if there's anything I can spur on, is to make those choices yourself as much as you possibly can. I want to turn my back on sin and turn my heart to God. And specifically what I just said recently with the prayers, I've sort of outward prayers. I want to be praying for this, trying to draw this in, you know, seeing what I want to think. I think what is coming for me. But now it's kind of like God stripped me to my cleaner self, my rawer self. I've lost so much. Arguably, I've lost everything, but I have everything now. So it's a beautiful transition. It's life changing. I feel like I've come home to myself, and now I can. And it was maybe a couple of weeks ago that thing sat with me when Colin, you did that thing on stage where you sort of, you had that kind of big jug and you had all the things in it. You're filling the water in, and I want to be fulfilled. And at my best day, that's me naturally without even thinking it. I get fulfilled. I'm an energy magnet. It's just flowing out of me. So that's something I would love for God and Jesus to help me just further give, just to get myself sorted so then I can just give as much as I possibly can and serve and live my life living like that. So that's pretty much, yeah, I think that's pretty much where I want to leave it there. I want to let this to be a reminder for your relationship with God as well. You know, I'm a newbie in this realm. I know you guys have been here and been in this realm for a long, long time. So I'd love for this to be a breath of fresh air for yourself, but also a very grounding experience for you to just reflect on what it means for you to also be part of God and Jesus and walk in His shoes. And hopefully I can just be that breath of fresh air that you can take into your day today, into your day tomorrow, and forever on in, and empower your next step forward in life. I come from fitness and personal training, and my last name, McMillan, and translates my family shield in Irish, is the care of the distressed. So this is all speaking naturally to me. So yeah, I'd love for this moment and to come down there to trigger some powerful thoughts within yourself and your loved ones that you can take home tonight and then onto Monday. So I think I'll leave it there. I tried to time this at 10 minutes. It's already been 20. So it's hard to not keep on going on. But we're talking in the realm of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. So I'm sure we could all be up here for many, many, many hours to come. So I just want to thank you all. Thank you so much for inviting me and arms open to this beautiful place. And I still feel like I barely know a lot of you, which is amazing. So there's many more stories to come, many more connections to be made. I love you all. And Jesus, I give my life to you. Amen. Amen.